From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. 17,000 workers at auto equipment maker Delphi face a difficult decision. Vote yes on a new labor agreement that would cut wages at the company nearly in half, or vote no and take their chances on what a bankruptcy court judge might decide. NPR's Jack Speer reports on their dilemma.
Word of the tentative agreement between Delphi and the United Auto Workers came last week, but details of the deal started leaking over the weekend on a dissident union website. The new contract would lower starting wages from $27 an hour to $14. The complex agreement would also offer buyouts to veteran workers and incentives to others. Rebecca Lindland is an analyst at Global Insight.
Well, it's pretty drastic, first of all. They're basically looking for a 40% pay cut from existing employees, which is obviously a very significant pay cut. They are looking to reimburse them through these bonus plans and such, so it's quite complicated to figure it all out. But really, in the end, it's a pretty drastic pay cut.
Today, some UAW members, mostly those who have been with the company for a long time, were expressing displeasure with the deal. Several different union websites carried postings exhorting members to vote no. But for newer employees, the deal may be better than seeing Delphi go out of business. Half of Delphi's workers are relatively new hires, and they could make up to $18.50 an hour under the new agreement. Art Reyes is president of Local 651, representing workers in Flint, Michigan.
The guaranteed work and the secured work for this membership and the community of Flint is an outstanding thing, and this is a wonderful agreement, and I'm very proud that we were able to present this to our members.
The union's rank and file are expected to vote on the deal in the next week, just ahead of a two-week summer shutdown. The company is a former subsidiary of General Motors. Under the agreement, GM will take back 3 Delphi plants. Delphi itself will keep 4 plants and close 10 others. Jack Speer, NPR News.